What happened to the blue wave?
The Democrats lost to an incredible degree. They lost at every level except for the presidency. And the presidency was a vote against Trump, even by many of the wealthy who were tired of his, in the corporate sector, and tired of his antics. But at every other level, Congress, state legislatures, local elections, they lost and badly, literally at every level. And this was, if you think of the circumstances, it's astonishing that Trump was even able to run. Here's somebody who had just killed tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans through malevolent practice, let alone all of his other crimes. And he's running for president and considered a viable candidate. And not only that, but the whole ticket that supported him won at every level. It's an amazing defeat for the Democrats. And you take a look, and you can ask, not that the Democrats are all that great, but it was just a just in terms of party politics, it was a shocking failure. And I think you can see why. And the Democrats devoted their campaign efforts to try to swing some affluent suburbs towards the Democrats. Well, maybe they succeeded in that, but that's not enough to develop any sort of electoral strategy. In fact, this has been going on since Obama. Since Obama, the Democratic Party has pretty much abandoned its activities at the local and state levels. Just doesn't bother. It's a party of Wall Street, rich professionals, and so on. The others will take care of themselves. And you can see this in particular cases. So there's been a lot of discussion about the quite remarkable Democratic Party losses in South Texas on the border, largely Mexican-American community. Well, number of reasons. These are areas that hadn't voted for a Republican for a century, literally, since Harding. Trump did quite well, even won in some areas. Dramatic reversal. A number of analyses have been put forth, but one that I think is very telling is that these are oil, this is an oil economy. And if you read liberal commentators, they say that Trump, that Biden lost it because of the terrible gaffe in the last debate. You'll recall at the end of the last debate, Biden said something which had liberal commentators just shocked at his terrible gaffe. He's a horrible thing to say. And he was then trying to overcome the mistake of others were trying to do it too. What was the mistake? He said, we have to do something to prevent the human species from being destroyed. It's basically what he said. Those weren't his words. His words were, we have to face the fact that there's going to have to be transition to a non-fossil fuel economy, which is equivalent to saying we have to do something to try to make sure that, make it likely at least, that human society can survive. That was a horrible gaffe, and it affected the oil-producing economies, because people felt, you hear it from interviews and so on, the Democrats are going to take my life away, going to take away my job, my community, my businesses, and so on, just because some pointy-headed liberals claim that there's a climate crisis. Okay. Now, of course, the gaffe was not saying it loudly and clearly. Yes, we have to say that loud and clear. We have to get off a fossil fuel economy and fast, within a couple of decades, which means not delaying, starting now, cutting it back each year. so that, say, by mid-century, we've finished with fossil fuels. That has to be said strongly and persuasively. So what do you do about
it? When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. Pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure is strange.
cup every stitch. The rabbits running in the ditch. Beatniks had to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Where I grew, when I look out my window, what do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
Pittsburgh's own Lonely Planet Boy, wrapping up that first set of music here on a program we call the Viva La Mock Radio Show. The song I played was Tire Swing, and I pulled that one off of their Some Songs You Might Like album, CD, cassette, and I believe 8-track, which came out. And again, I'm going to take a stab at this one because I'm not positive, but I think that came out about 20 years ago now. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm right. I don't care. Just correct me. Lonely Planet Boy with Some Songs You Might Enjoy. Hey, before the Lonely Planet Boy, how about the Zombies? If you don't work out from the Zombies, guitarist Paul Atkinson actually passed away on this day 7 years back, so I'd throw some Zombies in there in tribute to Mr. Atkinson. Donovan in that set of music as well with Season of the Witch. Yeah, that song doesn't only have to be played around Halloween. It can be played whenever. It's a good song, right? Hands up. Good song. All right. Not all of you put your hand up, but that's fine. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, so people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me all sorts of things that rhyme with that word. And I'm okay with that. Usually it's true. It's a show that comes to you each and every Friday night at 9. We do an encore presentation of the same show Tuesday afternoons at 2. So whichever day you are listening, welcome, thank you, and I hope you enjoy what I'm going to play. We're not sure what that is. We're just making it up, so I'm just telling you that much. If you ever have a suggestion for a song that you'd like me to just randomly throw into that we're making it up thing, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I was doing some market research, yeah, because I am really into just knowing who's listening to my program. And in that market research, I found out that what I believe I'm going to say is my biggest fan in the under 10 category is Ralph. So I thought, you know what? Since you, A, make up my biggest fan in the under 10 category, because a few of my fans in that category has aged out. And two, you're making up probably about 10% of my listening base, so, you know, I need to cater to that as well. I wanted to find a great song to play for Ralph in case he is listening this evening or this afternoon, and what better way than to play the Ralph song?
Ralph, Ralph, Ralph. Ralph, 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 Ralph.
Show they care makes me want to say it's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world for you. For you. For you. It's not for me.
It's a beautiful world.
For you.
It's a beautiful world.
For you.
It's a beautiful world.
For you.
It's a beautiful world.
Not me.
It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world.
from their Mars Audiac Quintet album. That is some Stereolab here on the Viva Lamach radio program with Ping Pong. Before the Stereolab, there was some Shonen Knife in that set doing the Carpenters Top of the World. Played some Devo in there as well because it is a beautiful world. And start off the entire set from the guy who sings your name over and over. For Ralph, that was the Ralph song here on the Viva Lamach radio program. Hey, have you listened to Nucleotapes here on WRCT's? It's Mondays at 5. Now, it's a show that actually takes a closer look at an artist's musical DNA. You can join Claude Glass as he digs into the discographies of some of college radio's most beloved artists like Talking Heads, Yola Tango, Cocteau Twins, and I believe he actually has done one on Stereolab, which made me think about it. But he actually puts the main focus on unexpected influences, maybe some overlooked contemporaries, and the modern bands that they've inspired. He's mapping the musical genome one legendary band at a time, Monday evenings at 5, right here on WRCT. I am mapping a musical detour every Friday night at 9 or Tuesday afternoon at 2 on a show called the Viva Lamach radio program.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? You are, bless your soul, you really think you're in control. Well, I think you're crazy, I think you're crazy, I think you're crazy. Had the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember is thinking, I want to be like them. I want to be like them. Ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It's no coincidence I've come. Crazy, maybe you're crazy.
Someday I'm gonna be rich, and someday I'm gonna be bonafide. Someday I'm gonna be just like Steve Willoughby, but today I'm simply terrified. I'm terrified. Someday I'm gonna be right, and someday I'm gonna be smarter, smarter than smart. Someday I'll know something just like Larry King, but today I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. Someday I'm gonna be hot. Someday I'm gonna be big, or bigger than big. Someday I'll be adored just like Wally George, but today I ain't worth a fig. I ain't worth a fig. Someday I'm gonna be good. Someday I'm gonna be virtuous. Someday I'll be a paragon like Louis Farrakhan, but today I'm a mess. I'm in a mess. Someday I'm gonna be cool. Someday I'm gonna kick my age butt. Someday I will transcend just like Jane's Addiction, but today I am in a rut. I'm in a rut. Someday I'll get a career. Someday I'm gonna stop wasting all my time. Someday I'll gain a skill just like Deborah Norville, but today I ain't worth a dime. I ain't worth a dime.
The late Vic Chestnut here on the Viva La Mock radio program from his West of Rome album and Steve Willoughby. Now, I have a question for you. Do you have a list, whether it's written down or in your head, of maybe bands or performers that you're like, man, I really wish I would have seen them back in their prime, or man, I'm really glad I saw them back in their prime? Well, I got to tell you, Vic Chestnut's on that list for me, and he is someone I did get this chance to see. I saw him down at the Metropole here in Pittsburgh, and I'm glad I saw him before he passed. Now, the Replacements, I played the Replacements right before the Vic Chestnut title track from Hootenanny. They're a band I never did see in their prime. Had a couple chances in the late 1980s, and I just chose not to go see them, and I don't regret that, and I don't regret not wanting to see them when they were coming back on that reunion tour a few years back, because it really wasn't the Replacements. Chris Mars was not behind the drum kit, and I needed at least Chris Mars with Tommy Stinson and Paul Westerberg to even glimmer of hope that it's Replacements-esque, and it just wasn't going to be. Now, I've seen Tommy Stinson. I have. Saw him when he was in town at Mr. Small's pre-COVID. Just the Replacements. Someone I did not see. In case you want to know, Ass Ponies before that, doing a cover of a song called We All Love Peanut Butter. A few things I love about that song. One is today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, so I had to play a peanut butter song. Two, it's a great, fun little song. Three, as I mentioned, it's actually a cover. The original song was done back in 1967 by a band out of Zanesville, Ohio. Now, I have feelings, a feeling, I have feelings too, but I have a feeling that Chuck Cleaver or someone from the Ass Ponies had that original 45. It's the only release that this band ever put out. Because in the liner notes, they say the band was from Hamilton, Ohio. No, they recorded the song in Hamilton, Ohio. They were actually from Zanesville, Ohio. They were still in high school. Story goes, this band, again, if I didn't mention it, they're called The One Way Street. Their mom drove them to Hamilton to do the recording session. She waited in the car while they did this recording session. They cut two tracks, that song and the B-side, a cover of Jack the Ripper, and they put that out on a 45, and that's it. They disappeared. Mom waited in the car. Did I mention that? Mom waited in the car while they're recording that. That's just crazy. And the fact that the Ass Ponies put that out before Crypt Records put out a compilation that had that original version on there makes me think that someone in the band, and I'm guessing Chuck Cleaver, because he is a vinyl collector, has or had a copy of that 45. Start off the entire set with some Violent Femmes doing their cover of the Gnarls Barkley song Crazy, because Gnarls Barkley did a Violent Femmes cover. I believe they did Gone Daddy Gone, so the Femmes were like, well, we can reciprocate, we'll do one of their songs. And that's what they did. It's about 17 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. I want to remind you that there are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S. And if you currently care for an older loved one and you're navigating the coronavirus, you can find it to be intimidating. ARP's here to help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is at high risk. Yeah, visit ARP.org/caregiving to access more information about caregiving and the coronavirus. That's ARP.org/caregiving. This public service announcement brought to you by ARP, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at WRCT and the Viva Lamac radio program. If you got a request or a suggestion for a future show, send me that request or suggestion in an email to wrctrequest@gmail.com. Yeah, the Moxster is still not on the socials. He's negotiating with his manager whether he can get onto the socials or not. She doesn't think he can handle it, and that's part of the problem. She's probably correct. So I stay on the emails because I'm an old man like that. I did upgrade to a Gmail account. I'm going to tell you that much at least. So if you got a request, send me an email. wrctrequest@gmail.com. Some Rex Daisy for you. And welcome back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained.
Hey everyone, this is Rex
and Christina
from the Armoires,
and you're listening to Viva La Mock
on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Just
fallen in disgrace. William, William, William Rogers put it in its place. Blood and tears from all Japan, caravans and lots of jam, and maids of honor singing, crying, singing tediously.
I wanted you.
Brand new single from Detroit, Michigan's own Popular Creeps here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The song is called Split Decision. And before that, some newer music from Dolph Cheney from his This Is Dolph Cheney album, And I Wanted You. Speaking of newer music, how about brand spanking new music from the Armoires? Yeah. That was them, if you noticed, doing a John Cale cover, Paris 1919, from an album that was literally released on April 1st. Talk about brand new. Now, let me tell you some fun things about this album. The album's called Incognito, and the reason is because it was released on April 1st, but back in October, the Armoires started releasing music, but they were doing it under pseudonyms. So they're like, okay, we're going to take Halloween, where you dress up and you mask yourself as something else, all the way up until April Fool's Day and put out songs. So literally that version, that song came out back in October under the name of October Surprise, but it was actually the Armoires doing the John Cale cover. Brand new disc, more covers on there, more originals. You'll be hearing a lot more of that on future Viva La Mock radio programs. And I start off the entire set with Rex Daisy doing their cover of John Sebastian's theme from Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome back. Woo! Welcome back, Mockster. Got a couple minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Some things I should tell you is whenever I think of Popular Creeps, I think of my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, because he's got a popular radio show. That's where I'm going with it. It's called Courts in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll. It's country. It's soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. And again, that's Thursdays starting at 8 o'clock. Now, I've got the inside scoop that this Thursday, Albert Bouchard of Blueish Occult fame is going to join him again. He's been on the program before, but he's joining him again this week. I think, I don't know, maybe he's got a new album out, maybe he's got a concert coming up. I don't know, but the only way to know is to tune in Thursday at 8 and find out what's going on with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Read a great article interviewing Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, and he was reviewing himself some of their albums and telling some background stories on it. And I'm looking at the clock right now, and if it's a Friday night, this makes a lot more sense than a Tuesday afternoon. But I'm like, I think I'm going to have to play this Cheap Trick song. at this very moment. Because the clock does strike 10 here on WRCT Pittsburgh.